The business of preparing a presentation for Smarter Egg event today is a challenge. And let me tell you a little bit about what I'm grappling with. The topic I'm going to address is transparency. The issue of transparency in business, how much of yourself should you reveal online in order to be effective in business. So that's the topic, and I'm kind of wondering what are the limited number of aspects of that topic that can be addressed in a short, electrifying presentation. I say electrifying because the presentation will take place in a building called Electric Cork, so the presentation and the expectations of the people who will be there will be that the presentation will be clearly fit in with the ambience. So how am I going to pick a small number of key aspects of the topic of how much is it wise? Is it sensible? Is it necessary to reveal in order to be effective in business? So if you have any contributions on this topic, if you have any really awkward questions connected with the topic of transparency in business. I mean, you know what I mean, like, you know, where we live in a world where people put stuff up about themselves in the public domain as part of their effort to do business. And, you know, increasingly people write websites or have sections of their website where they give a bit more than the boring old information under the heading about. They actually reveal some of their values, their beliefs, their passions, their mistakes, their foibles, their, you know, something about their character, something to for people to latch on to, cleave to, hook new interest to, as well as the usual old stuff about SEO, you know, being found on Google. You are often going to be found on Google for quirky things that you didn't expect. Anyway, that's another story. But that's the kind of stuff I'm interested in today. How to make the room hum. How to follow the brilliances of the person who'll go before me, and how to be a good prelude to the person who'll come after me. So I'm going to be in a room of people who have been inspired by, you know, very important books and inspired by very important experience. So, you know, it ain't a kind of mass audience. I'm going to be looking into the eyes of real people in a specific location, as opposed to talking abstractly like this with you via audio boo. So I'm sharing now, just after midday on the day, my nerves, because I'm a very experienced presenter, I meaning that I've had an awful lot of practice. So, and also, you know, I'm one of these people who would like nothing more than an opportunity to address a group of people. There's something about it that I love. And I'm stuck here in traffic in a car and unable to see the traffic lights and tell whether I'm entitled to go forward or backwards or what. I am in a slightly awkward position right now, but I am. So I'm a nervous individual preparing to do an address. Now, if I wasn't nervous, I'd be seriously worried, because I have found when I do presentations that the thing that gives me edge is the shit that I feel in my stomach. In other words, the collywobbles. That's the thing that keeps me alive. Thank you very much to that car, and sharp. So I have to empty myself of confidence, overconfidence, in order to allow the frissons of survival, the living on the edge of complete catastrophe and a failure to excite anybody, even myself, this evening. So that's it. Look, if you want to come back at me via Twitter as early as possible, with some insights or even some references to who on earth has really addressed this topic of, you know, how much to reveal. Who's addressed that topic in the world in a way that has helped you? Come back to me. It's Paul O'Mahony, the second of his reports in preparation for Smarter Egg event this evening. Talk maybe more about this later on. Bye-bye.